राधा कृष्ण प्राण नमो जुगल वंशा कवकतरुभ्यश्च कृपातुं पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यम् गौरस्तुते। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु सप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य जय रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल इच्छा गोसाई करी चरण बंद यहाँ हईते विघ्न। You can come. You want to speak something? No? You should be ready where we are going in evening and you should speak something. And we have come to this slok that ज्ञाने प्रयासमुदपाश्यम नमन्तैव जीवस्ति सन्मुखरिद्धां भवदीय वार्तां स्थाने स्थिता तनुवाङ्मनोभिः प्रायशो अजितजीवो अपि त्रयः शैलः। चैतन्य महाप्रभु हर सर्वधर्मान उपस्थित्यमान एक शरण एंड ऑल इट इज एब्स्ट्रैक्ट। आई वांट टू दैट यू शुड गो ऑन एंड एज एक्सप्लेन्ड बाय दिस श्लोक इज इंटरनल। इट इज लाइक शरणागति and Sarnathi is only the door of Bhakti Rarulu. Sarnathi is not Bhakti. Sarnathi is that and caring from the worldly, suffering and sorrow, faith and birth. So Arjun is feeling like so that I am killing all my brothers like Duryodhana, Karna, and I will also fight with Bhisham Pitamaha. The persons who are like my father and mother, I'll have to fight them and I will have to kill them. So he's hearing. Okay, Krishna told me. You should take my shelter. Causeless mercy I will give you. And you have not worry for all these things. I will excuse your all faults. Don't fear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling. It is merely a saranagati.
What? Surrender.
Surrender. So this is not bhakti. Bhakti has not begun. So we should give up all the orders of Vedas. What to do and what to not to do. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, I don't want to follow Vedas. What they have told and what they have told not to do, I'm not going to follow. And only I want to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal with divine love. I don't care for all these things. I want to forget all these things. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told, agya evam gunan dosan maya dishan swakan dharman samtajya sarvan ma bhajeta sattama. In Srimad Bhagavata is what he has written, the meaning of this slok, agya evam.
Yes. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults, and then give them up completely to render service unto the Lord. Such a person is considered a first-class man.
So this is Vallik Karma Mishra Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti is done for only to be happy in this world and also for heaven. So he is telling that. Go on. Then he told Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, and this is Karma Mishra Bhakti. Karma Gyan. Bhakti and Gyan. We should also to jump this. We have nothing to do and to give and take from this issue. So we should gallop. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Very qualified persons. Like Sukhdev Goswami in his first life. Sanakshanandan, Sanatan and all the rishis like this. They are Brahma Jnani. But we don't Brahma Jnani and nothing. It is useless life. Only to give up all the worldly things. And we should not worry for all these things. Only in Gita it has been said. But if anyone is having the Brahma Gyan, always happy, if anything goes and sorrow coming, nothing, if doesn't want any worldly thing, requirements. Samasarvesh Buddhism. Equal to all. All are Atma. Part and parcels of Krishna. They have nothing to do with sorrow and suffering of this world. No? So he is equal to all. But if they are doing any offense to the Bhakti, Bhagwan and Bhakta. Understand? Bhakta.
Devotee, devotion and God.
Devotion and God. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi and all others, disobeying, dishonoring, then they will have no Brahma Jnana and no salvation at all. But if they are not doing so, and if they have a sincere devotee's Sangha,
association,
then by then they will discuss something, and the devotee will give him what is prema bhakti. What is prema bhakti? Raganuga bhakti. Those things Rupa Goswami has showed us in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. To give up all these things and to be Brahma Jnani are to gathering so many persons and doing bhakti by the bhakti. Anyone cannot go to Braja. So, all these are external things. So, if they have any association of Rasik, Vaishnav, bona fide, Bhavuk, Bhakta, they can develop their bhakti. Otherwise, no. Then, Mad Bhakti Labhate Param, Param Bhakti Labhate. Param means Prema Bhakti. Like Hanuman, like Braj Gops, Sakha, like Nanda Baba and Nanda Baba Yashoda, thinking Krishna to be son, and like Gopis. There are five kinds of bhakti. First, Gyan Bhakti, like Prahlad Maharaj. He has all the Tattva Gyan. And always consider Krishna to be supreme personality of Godhead. He knows all these things. He knows who is Jiva Tattva, who is Maya Tattva, What is Krishna Tattva, Gopi Tattva, Bhakti Tattva? Everything he knows and always considers he has realization that Krishna is God of God. After that, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti means pure devotion. Like
Ambarish Maharaj.
He was doing service with his own hand. Even he was a king. He was emperor of India at that time. At that time he used to service, doing archan, cooking, remembering, chanting, doing kirtan, everything. Then, after prema bhakti. Who is prema bhakta? Hanuman. He is serving Ramchandra with great honor, like Darshya Bhav. But in Braja, no pure Darshya. Something mixing with super Sakya Bhav. So they are more important, more superior than Hanuman. Even they are Dasyaras. The Dasyaras of Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha. After that, superior Hanuman Ram Bhakti. And even this, the Dasya means the servants of Krishna, taking Krishna in his lap like a friend, kissing Krishna, Hanuman cannot kiss Rama.
Mm-hmm.
No? There is a wall of Marjada. Marjada means?
Regulation.
Rules and regulation.
Opulence.
He cannot do this. He cannot kiss. He cannot embrace. But the Dasya, the servants of Vrindavan, they will think that he is the son of my Swami Nanda Maharaj. They will take him in life. Sometimes though, you are there from Dhurta.
Not even.
Also they can tell. And they will kiss and embrace and do everything. More than this Dasya. So, he is Premi Bhakta, Hanuman. But Dasya Bhakta of Braja are more higher, not simple Dasya or pure Dasya. Something mixing with Sakya. After that, Sakya. That's when he Prem Par Bhakta. Hanuman is Premi Bhakta, and who is Prema Par Bhakta? Third. Uddhav. Pandav. Pandav is Prema Parbhakta. More superior than
Hanuman.
Hanuman and Sakharas of Braja. No. Of Dwarka. And after that,
Prematur.
Prematur. Uddhav is Prematur Bhakta more than Arjun. Always serving Krishna like friends, like servant, like mantri, minister, like anything. And that is why he sent Uddhav to gopis to learn something. What is called praying? So that he may return and I will talk with him. So, about gopis. Otherwise all are not realizing what are the gopis, what is the love and affection of the gopis. After that comes gopis, more superior. Gopis are not bhakta, they are not any sadhak, they are the kaivyu of Srimati Radhika, herself Radhika. You should not think all the gopis, Chandravali, even Padma and all others, they are all the Kaya Bhuha.
Expansion.
Expansion of Srimati Radhika. These are all the modes of Srimati Radhika. And all the modes of Radhika has taken self, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata and Indulekha. Chandravali, Padma and Shyamala, all. Prominence Mushat, 8, so all 8 gopis. And after that, 360 kinds of gopis. Different boards, different. Because only one Naika cannot create so much rush. So Srimati Radhika has been expanded in so much gopis. They are not sadhak, no bhakta. What they are? They are Krishna himself. Srimati Radhika likes Krishna. Only to taste and make taste to Krishna, Srimati Radhika has manifested in so much. So Uddhava, once the feet dust of Srimati Radhika lotus feet, Asamaho Charana Raunasam Sisamam Shyam. That is why. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing. So now here he is telling that don't think that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. You can only think that he is the son of Yashoda and he is Gopinath, Radhanath, Shyam Sundar, Rashvihari, Murlidhar, all these things. Don't think that he is Krishna, he is supreme personality of God. Because there will come a wall, it is bound to come a wall of appearance of Krishna, and you cannot have Krishna like our prana bandhu.
Heart friend.
So we'll have to forget. So here, Jnane Prayas Mudupascha should not try to think that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. You should not. You should only hear the Harikatha, past tense of Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all kinds of Tattva Gyan will come immediately without any delay. Without effort, all will come. And thus we can go to Braj, otherwise no. For that is why Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will explain first, afterward. So those who don't do any effort to think that Krishna was God and he has 6 opulence and all these things and he is your Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigrahana Viradi Govinda Sarvakaran Karan. Don't think. You merely hear what? Damodar Lila. What was Damodar Lila? Being a gopi, simple, very beautiful, the Gehani of Nanda Baba, the what? Gehani means?
Wife of householder.
Wife does not cover all these things, but anyhow, no word. Mother of Krishna. Yashoda Maria. Nanda Baba, father of Krishna. They were trying to bind Krishna because he was now teaching how to store other things. Going house to house, other all gopis, and try to take butter and all these things, distributing among the boys and monkeys and
crows.
And at that time he was very little. And he used to see, oh, anyone sees us. Fearing also. At that time Krishna has fear that anyone gopi cannot. And if any catches Krishna's hands, why mother, why you have taken my hands? Give us the birth. I thought that this is my
own house.
The owner of this house and this is my house. Why you are taking my hand? Oh, you have theft. Why theft? This is my. And Krishna used to become
smile
and this.
Let go.
Sometimes going entering in any house, and he used to take makhan and to take. In the meantime, gopi came, he was hiding anywhere, very near us, and he catch hold of Krishna. Then Krishna becomes tells that, why mother, why you are taking? Why you are stealing my this butter? actually she wants that Krishna should come and kill him. So she is asking, why you take this butter? Why? I have not taken butter. What you are doing? I was simply sucking my
cough.
Sir, is your cough? Is it in this pot? Yes. She has jumped from my hand. Do you want to see? That goes, oh, where is it? She gets the hand and brought a very good toy of
marble stone.
Of a stone. What Nath Baba has brought from him to play. Oh, this is my cough. And then she began to laugh and this. Fly away. So doing so many things, sometimes they used to tie him in a okal. Okal means?
Mortar.
What was this? If she knew that Krishna is bona fide Krishna, his supreme personality of Godhead, he could not have done. Simply things, his mind, orphan boy, without any power, nothing. He cannot move like this and this. Yashoda used to say, oh, my boy has ears of pain, so he did. And sometimes weeping, he used to get impressed. Oh, ears of pain. And kissing. There is no so opulence. Opulence are there, but Yashoda might not see all this. We should hear all these things. In this, there are so many thoughts. How, why two fingers was blessing? Why? If you want to love Krishna like Yashoda Maiya, like Nanda Baba, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, and like Gopi, then you will have to practice. Not taking something for 2, 3, 4 days and wait for Krishna, chanting like Rup Raghunath, with mood, not with dry heart. If the heart is dry, they have nothing here. Mood. Krishna name will not be manifest to you. You have to do like Rup Raghunath. Always weeping. Bring like Rup Raghunath and all those things. Like संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान रतिं कालाभसानि कृतौ निद्राहार विहार काले विहितौ चातंत दिनम राधा कृष्णं स्मृते मधुरमान्देन सम्मोहितौ वन्दे सुखनाथं रघुगुरु श्रीगोपालभो कमिंग युक्त सिंग ऑन हार्ट विथ योर सिंग लाइफ with heart and soul. Have you heard him singing this song? These are the Krishna consciousness. If this mood is not here, we are not in peace. He has come to this world only to give all these things in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want that this should be. Otherwise, always controlling, always meeting, always money, always this thing, that thing, the consciousness is real. He has very little time to groan, to clear heart, and after that giving seed to sprout them, and after that to nourish and a big tree of frame, love, affection, but he has no time. We should try to do all this. Not only mere chanting with dry heart will not do. It may be that we can go towards karmi only for enjoyment of all the other things and gratifications we can do next. Like karmi, they also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not for Krishna Prem, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come to you. So we should try. So here is telling. Yeah. All these things. How gopis are dancing with Krishna. And they are teaching Krishna. Oh, you should dance like me. You should sing like me. And Krishna is then telling. Krishna is singing in fifth
note.
And gopis are going in seven. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. This is the south. And gopis are going more. Sa ni dha pa ma. Krishna, oh! What? Shavadu. What?
Sadhu. Very good.
I cannot sing like you. Krishna is dancing. Soft. But, and Srimati Radhika dance. Krishna, charming. And sing. The peacocks, they stop their dancing. Krishna Palak is not going. Palak, you know?
I need.
He forget himself. And then tell him, oh, sir. In uplands, there are nothing. So we should try to take our uplands, then that wall, and to throw out. How we can throw out? Only by hearing the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, with any bona fide Vaishnava who is so rashi. How intelligent, knowing all the tattva, from Maya tattva to Krishna tattva, Gopi tattva, Gopal tattva, Bhakti tattva, Maya tattva, every tattva he brings. Like gopis, when they dance, Brahma Gyan comes from their nails. Automatically it will come. But they don't honor. So by hearing Harikatha, getting separate any lever for knowing and teaching Gyan, that Krishna has so many excellence. Always, whole life. Then you can go to Vaikuntha only, not you can cross. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to the Gopi. He has to give bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasa. And that will lead it to
Golok
Raja. Jivanti sanmukharitang bhardiya vartam. Jivanti sanmukharitang. He used to do pranam. He does pranam. Who is telling Harikatha? Like Sukadeva Goswami. Like Jaspe. Like Narada Goswami. More than that, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all. When they were telling Harikatha to each other, and Srimad Bhagavatam reading, and explaining Srila Rupa Goswami. All used to do pranam to Rupa Goswami, to the place where katha is going on, and to those who are hearing to them, and to Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the audience there. And also to Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, that you are like a person. Not that Harikatha is only jiva, no power, no. Bhakti has personality. Harikatha is handsome Krishna. Srimad Bhagavati is himself Krishna. Not different. What this is slow?
Srimad Bhagavati is
Krishna
Surya Bhagavati.
No. Your Bhagavat jo hai. Bhagavat ko pranam karta hu, wo Krishna ke hi swarup hai.
samadidevam karuna nidhanam
samadidevam karuna nidhanam
tamal
varanam suhita avataram apara samsara samudra setu
bhajamahe bhagavata swarupam
krishna and bhagavata are one thing. The pastimes of krishna and krishna himself is one thing. Chaitanya mahaprabhu and his pastimes are same thing. Nityananda prabhu and his harikatha is found no difference at all. And sthane sthita. What is the meaning of sthane sthita? To the place where you are. Or in the place of Vaishnava are telling Harikatha there. Whether you are sannyasi, renounced order person, whether are you grihi means householders, whether you are brahmachari, whether you are brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, whether you are American, Indian, or anyone, no
difference.
Anywhere you should be. Being here in San Francisco, in where? Bristol.
Bay Area.
Berkeley. We are in Berkeley. You should understand that we are not in Berkeley. We are sitting in the midst of Vrindavan, in Seva Kunj, under Bansi Vraj, in Radha Kunj. And all the Vaishnavas are associates of Rupa Goswami. And I am the servant, maid servant of Srimati Radhika or Krishna. So doing pranam harikatha. Where there are Vaishnavas, it is like Vrindavan. So I think that this is Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing here. A current of Jamuna is coming. And there are so many Govardhan hills here, there, everywhere. And Vrindavan, so many trees, creepers and all this here. So we are in Vrindavan. If anyone is in Vrindavan, in the midst of Vrindavan, in Sevakun, and he is thinking of Hanuman, then he is in Ajodhya. If anyone like Narad thinking of praying of Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Narayana, Narayana, Simhan Narayan, then he is in Vaikuntha. And even in Vrindavan and thinking, oh, how my wife is there, oh, why my, oh, where my beloved is there, why my children is here? I cannot live without my darling daughters, darling sons. Then he is where? He is not in Vrindavan, not anywhere. He is in his family. So don't like this. Anyone here in this place? Say Berkeley. Berkeley. And he is thinking of Vrindavan and hearing all these pastimes of Krishna. And a person there and thinking of his daughters and sons and beloved wife and husband, then a devotee in Berkeley is so superior than that. And if anyone being in Vrindavan, in Radha Kunda, and thinking of Radha Krishna, all Jugal Milan, they are high. So, if doing like this, anyone here, then all the tattva jnana will come automatically. Nothing to do with brahma jnana. And jnana means opulence, that Krishna is supreme personality. Then he can conquer Krishna even he is not conquered by anyone. He is not conquered by Shattabhama Rukmini, he is not controlled. Sometimes he may control, but not fully by their associates like Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal. He is also sometimes controlled by his mother, Yashoda and Nanda Baba, but not fully. To whom he is fully controlled? Only to Gopinath, and most
Radhana.
From Srimati Radhika. So he can be controlled. But how he will be controlled? Then he is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can. Yes, yes, something. But he should go on first. I want to hear something more. Then he is telling. Nanopachar Krishna Pujanam Artha Bandho Premnaiva Bhakta Sahidam Hridayam Sukhavit Dutam Shat Javat Kudant Jatare Jaratha Pipasa Javat Sukhai Bhavato Nanu Bhaktyape. You should read the meaning of Jnane Prayasam of Swamiji. And if there is purpose, you can also read.
Ramananda Rai continues, "My dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth should hear from self-realized souls about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service, remaining free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, mind, and words, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable." And then, there's the next verse, and then a
purport.
Then Lord Chaitanya replied, "This is all right, but still you can speak more." So Ramananda Rai replied, "Ecstatic love for the Supreme Lord is the essence of all perfection." Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his Amrita Pravaha Bhakya, says that after hearing Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya said, "Eho haya age kaha ara." This means that the process accepted in devotional service, but there is something more. Therefore he requested him to explain what is beyond. Particularly executing duties of all varna anashramas is not as good as offering the results of activities to the Lord. Then he says that devotional activities sometimes appear to be impure in the neophyte stage, but in the mature stage they are completely pure from material activity. So Ramananda replied that after hearing the last statement of Mahaprabhu, he said, "Prema Bhakti Sarva Sajya Sara." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually accepted this verse as the basic principle of perfection.
Yeah.
One has to practice this principle in order to make further progress. When further progress is actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service. The first stage is called sadhana, and the result of sadhana must be ecstatic love, attachment to the Lord, and that is called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, and practicing devotional service. One is thus freed from all unwanted things. Then one becomes fixed in devotional service and increases his desire to act in devotional service. One thus becomes attached to the Lord and his service.
Here, Jiva Goswami, and especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, Jnane Prayasam Udapasya. There is common general meaning is that we should not try to take gyan. What is that gyan? Here it has been not told for impersonal gyan. What gyan? That Krishna is himself God and he has so much opulence, then no real prem will come. So he has one that even you should not try to gain the knowledge that Krishna has so many opulence and he is God of God. Then he is telling that how Krishna will be controlled. In last sloka he has told that Krishna is conquered. How is he conquered? We are hearing but he will be not conquered because we have no moods. If I have no moods, no affection, then if you will, nano pachara krita pujanam artabandho. Krishna is artabandho. Artabandho means dinabandho. Dinabandho, you know? We are thing, and he is dinabandho.
Friend of a fallen soul.
But when we think that we are so rich, we are so much learned, false ego of worldly ego, we are so strong, we can control whole world, then he is not being. But actually he is being, but he is thinking that I am not being. I can control Krishna even. I control if he is forward, then Krishna will, because I am Guru. Really they are not Guru. Friends never can never be achieved by this false ego. We'll have to give up all these. We should also give up kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, mad, sarji, you know, perhaps six. Also, six kinds of veg, manveg, krodh veg, jiva veg, udar veg. Patyaha, prayasasya, prajalpam, nimagra, janasanga, laulancha, everything should be. Don't do any offense to the Vaishnav, those who are taking. Even they are canisters, even they are doing something. Nonsense. But they are chanting Hari name and think that Krishna is lying. Maybe so, like official Duracharya, like the Mangalini first stage. But we should not criticize anyone. Even in a third class, Kanishta Vaishnava also. But to tell of Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. Sometimes we forget because we become so rich.